finding the strait leading to the Spice Islands, always a priority for Magellan, reached the level of an obsession in late April. When the oppressive weather briefly lifted, he rashly sent out a reconnaissance mission to search for the elusive waterway. He selected Santiago, the soundest of the vessels, for the task, with Juan Serrano as her Castilian captain. Favored by calm weather, the mission began auspiciously enough. On May 3rd, about 60 miles south of Port St. Julian, Serrano discovered a promising inlet, which on closer inspection revealed itself as the mouth of a river, which he named Santa Cruz. Santiago's crew soon discovered that food was even more plentiful around the Santa Cruz River than at Port St. Julian. After the tranquil respite, Santiago set sail and proceeded south again in search of the strait. On May 22nd, the wind picked up and the seas began to churn, tossing the ship. The Armada had encountered many violent squalls, but little Santiago had stumbled into the most powerful storm her crew had ever experienced, and they would have to face it alone. Serrano had no time to reef the sails. Fierce seas pounded the ship mercilessly, terrifying her crew. Overpowering gusts tore the sails, and the seas battered the rudder until the device failed to respond. Santiago was now out of control. The winds pushed the helpless ship toward the rocky coast and the prospect of certain death for her crew. Serrano faced every captain's nightmare as razor-sharp rocks sawed into her hull and she began taking on water. Luck was with her crew since Santiago washed ashore before breaking up. Her crew of 37 jumped to a rocky beach. Santiago sank, and the storm carried away all her life-sustaining provisions. Incredibly, all the men aboard ship survived, but the storm had stranded the castaways about 70 miles from the rest of the fleet, without food or wood or fresh water in freezing weather. They were cold and exhausted. Soon they would be starving. There was no way to get word of their plight to the Captain General. Their land route back to Port St. Julian presented seemingly overwhelming obstacles, snow-covered mountains, and the Santa Cruz River, 3 miles wide. The castaways spent 8 days subsisting on a diet of local vegetation and whatever shellfish they could catch, evolving a plan. They would drag the planks over the mountains until they reached the river and there build a raft to cross it. The task proved daunting to the crew. They left most of the planks behind, and after 4 wretched days, the exhausted crew finally reached the river. The weather had relented and fish were plentiful. It seemed they would not starve after all. Lacking planks to build a raft large enough to carry all the men, the castaways split into 2 groups. The larger group, 35 men, set up camp at the river's edge, while the smaller, just 2 men, set out on the tiny raft. They intended to cross the river and walk the rest of the way back to Port St. Julian to seek help. The 2 crew members in the vanguard succeeded in mastering the river's breadth in their rudimentary raft, and once they had landed on the far side, they set out in the direction of Port St. Julian. At first, they followed the coast, but vast swamps barred their progress, and they had to walk inland over hills and mountains, eating only ferns and roots, and suffering greatly in the freezing weather. The trek lasted 11 harrowing days, and when they reached Port St. Julian, ravaged and gaunt from their ordeal, even those who knew the survivors barely recognized them. Magellan had no choice but to attempt to rescue the other 35 crew members of Santiago. Afraid to risk the loss of another ship, he sent a rescue squad of 24 men, carrying wine and hardtack, along the overland trail that the 2 survivors had blazed through the harsh wilderness. In 4 days they reached the desperate castaways. Relying on the small raft, the rescue party ferried the survivors back across the river in groups of 2 or 3. Each trip consumed hours and was fraught with hazard, but miraculously everyone made it to the northern shore. The 35 castaways and 24 rescuers picked their way through the snows of the Patagonian winter. About a week later, they emerged one by one from the forest surrounding Port St. Julian. As serious as the loss of Santiago might be, Magellan had more to fear from the emotional consequences of the wreck. The disaster confirmed his crew's fear that the Captain General was leading them on an expedition so dangerous that they would all get killed long before reaching the Spice Islands. To ensure his control of the remaining four ships in the fleet, he saw to it that only die-hard loyalists commanded them. While Mesquita, his first cousin, remained in command of San Antonio, Magellan appointed Barbosa, his brother-in-law, as captain of Victoria, and Serrano, the unlucky skipper of Santiago, as the new captain of Concepcion. Magellan himself still ruled over all from Trinidad. Magellan's appointment of his relatives as captains served to fuel the silent resentment of many crew members, even those from Portugal.